Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 24th, 2023. On Monday, Germany is expecting the most widespread strikes in many years. Yesterday, the Railway and Transport Workers Union, or the EVG, and the Service Workers Union Verdi simultaneously called on employees in the transport industry and key infrastructure sectors in Germany to, quote, take part in a one-day industrial action, unquote. Per Verdi head Frank Vanecke, a high level of participation and, quote, massive repercussions are expected across the transport sector. Verdi has called for a nationwide strike of 120,000 employees, while the EVG has called for a strike of 230,000 bus and train employees. Therefore, in addition to long-distance and local transportation, most commercial airports are affected. Strikes at the Autobahn could also lead to the closure of road tunnels. Verdi announced that there also would be strikes at public institutions in several German states. The extent to which the transportation and infrastructure sectors will be affected in Berlin and Brandenburg is difficult to predict at the time of this podcast. What is certain is that there will be no strike at the BVG, which has a different collective agreement. So that means the U-Bahns will run, but the Berlin S-Bahn, however, will likely be affected. BER will not be directly impacted, but many planes from within Germany will not arrive, and there will be no takeoffs if the destination airport is on strike. The extent to which rail transport, that is long distance and commuter trains, will be affected is still open. This is because train drivers and conductors are organized in the GDL, whose collective agreement is still in force. Train dispatchers, on the other hand, are organized in the EVG. But if the signals are not set, no trains can run. The Ostdeutsche Eisenbahn, or ODEG, is not on strike, but it's dependent on the infrastructure like tracks and signals. The same applies to the Niederbahnemer Eisenbahn. The strikes are scheduled to begin at midnight Monday and last 24 hours. The unions advise travelers to arrive at their destinations as early as Sunday, if possible. According to police, about 35,000 people are expected to participate in a demo for the climate referendum at the Brandenburg Gate tomorrow. The Alliance Klimaneustart Berlin announced that several bands and musicians will perform. There will also be a performance of Carnival of the Animals with actress Nora Tschirner and musicians from the Orchestra of Change. More than 30 professional orchestras from all over the country have joined forces to play for climate and environmental protection. Speakers at the rally will include climate activist Luisa Neubauer from Fridays for Future and the initiators of the Klimaneustart Berlin. With the referendum on Sunday, the Alliance wants to achieve that Berlin becomes climate neutral by 2030 and not by 2045 as previously planned. To achieve this, the state's Energy Transition Act is to be amended. And for this to happen, a majority of voters must vote yes in the referendum. That means approximately 608,000 yes votes are needed. Despite announcing lower prices for May, many consumers of gas supplier GASAG are now facing high advance payments. While the company claims that the majority of its customers are not affected, the Consumer Center Berlin speaks of, quote, strikingly many complaints from customers because of very high payments on account. GASAG justified the raise as follows, quote, the increase in budget billing is due to the increase in gas prices as of January 1, 2023, about which we had informed our customers in mid-November of 2022. Unquote. This price increase did not initially lead to an increase in the monthly advance payments, meaning that the amount of the advance payments have remained at the level before the price increase for the time being. The reason given for this action is the burden of implementing the energy price breaks and the December emergency aid, which involved sending written information to hundreds of thousands of customers. As early as mid-March, Gassag pointed out that not all household bills had been adjusted to the new situation due to the heavy burden of legal changes. It was only in the course of the implementation of the energy price break in March that the discounts were recalculated. Although Gassag promises that every customer will pay the, quote, right price in the end, the Consumer Protection Centers advise to check the amount of your household bill with the help of their energy price calculator. Per the centers, experience shows that the amounts set by the supplier are often too high. With the calculated amount in mind, the supplier should be challenged and asked to make corrections. The Federal Association of Consumer Protection Centers is currently looking for cases in which unreasonable amounts have been charged in order to take action against the suppliers if necessary. After an increasing number of knife attacks in Berlin, the security authorities are tightening their measures. Starting this evening, federal police will concentrate on 4 central train stations and check passersby for cutting and stabbing weapons and other potentially dangerous objects. So, for the Südkreuz, Ostkreuz, and Gesundbrunnen and Warschauer Straße stations, an administrative order will be issued, allowing officers to confiscate items that can be legally carried. The order goes into effect at 8 p.m. Friday and is in effect until 6 a.m. Sunday. Officers will also confiscate knives that are not covered by the Weapons Act, along with mace, bludgeons, or things like hammers and screwdrivers, at least if the person carrying the tools has no valid reason for doing so. So this, of course, means that a handyman or woman on their way to work will not have their tools confiscated. Otherwise, confiscated items can be picked up from the federal police on Monday, provided that they do not fall under the Weapons Act. This means that anyone caught with certain folding or switchblade knives will be prosecuted for illegal possession of weapons. The goal of the campaign is to make people aware of the dangerous nature of certain items. The need for such awareness is underscored by the numbers. Between 2021 and 2022, the number of knife attacks in Berlin rose from 2,777 to 3,317. And this year, police have already counted 635 knife attacks in the Hauptstadt. In addition to robberies and assaults involving the use of weapons, fights between young men have escalated, most recently on Wednesday night on Hüttenstraße in Moabit. Beate Ostertag, a spokeswoman for Berlin police, told the Berliner Morgenpost that the department is analyzing the numbers in order to take preventative measures against the rising number of knife attacks. The focus is particularly on the area of child and youth crime, as police have noticed an increasing affinity for stabbing weapons, especially in this age group. Benjamin Yendro, spokesman for the Berlin Police Union, spoke of a, quote, loss of respect for human life, unquote, and proposed that knife attacks should be judged in court as attempted or completed homicide. Buying drugs seems to be easier in Berlin than in any other German city. On Wednesday, an EU study was published which claims that more cocaine is consumed in Berlin than anywhere else in Germany. According to the comprehensive study by the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction, consumption in Berlin has increased by 58% in the last 5 years. As part of the study, samples were collected and analyzed at wastewater treatment plants in more than 100 cities in Germany and the EU, and the data provide a broad geographical overview. In terms of cocaine residues per 1,000 inhabitants, Berlin is number one in Germany. Dortmund and Munich are in second and third place. Berlin also leads the nation in MDMA use. With 48 milligrams per 1,000 inhabitants per day, the capital city consumes significantly more than the second and third ranked cities of Saarbrücken and Erfurt. Crystal meth is also on the rise here in Berlin. The data suggests that consumption has increased by almost 70% since 2018. Until a few years ago, it was mainly produced in labs in the Czech Republic, from where it then came to Saxony and Bavaria. However, there are now illegal production sites all over Germany. With the online portal Breaking Meth, the state of Brandenburg has created a self-help service for crystal meth users. To see the study or visit the Breaking Meth website, please follow the links in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.